Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Loisa County Conservation Director Katie Hammond about the recent resurfacing of the Hoover Nature Trail and the upcoming ribbon-cutting event.
Well, yeah, so there's some exciting things happening over at Loisa County Conservation. One of those things, of course, being the Hoover Nature Trail. It's going to be opening up again for its resurfacing project that just got finished up. So talk to me a little bit about the resurfacing project at the Hoover Nature Trail.
So this section of the Hoover Nature Trail is over by Columbus Junction. It bisects an area called Chinkapin Bluffs Recreation Area that's there. It is a very large project that we've been working on since, I believe, 2013 was the initial grant that went in, and so it's been kind of a long time coming. It is about 2 miles long. The project included addressing some drainage issues. There's a steep bluff on one side and then wetlands to the Iowa River on the other side of the trail. And so we had to install some additional culverts and do some creative things to keep the trail from washing out. We also resurfaced the entire 2 miles with a crushed limestone trail, which is kind of nice and hard packed. It's not quite as nice as concrete or as smooth as concrete, but it gives you a nice hard surface to walk on. And then we also built a trailhead at the far south end of the Loisa County Fairgrounds. So it's been a great project.
Yeah, and from what I can see from the email, this whole project has started back in 2013, so this has been a long 7-year project that is continuing to be built and continue to be constructed on. So how does it kind of feel to have this part of the project completed?
Oh, wow, it's going to be amazing. And then, you know, we opened the trail up kind of unofficially here a couple weeks ago, and so people have been finding it and getting out there and walking on it. The cross-country team has been using it for practicing for their races and stuff, and everyone is just, like, really amazed at how well it turned out and just really loves it. And so, yeah, it's the process kind of started with a visioning grant from Trees Forever and Iowa Living Roadways. And so it was kind of, the kickstarter to the whole project to give us a vision for what we wanted to do here on this old railroad bed. And then some of the grants were kind of 5-year out grants.
Like the email kind of says, there's still a lot more work to be completed as this is kind of the first phase of the improvements. So what can people in Loisa County kind of expect to see with improvements down the road here soon?
Okay, well, in addition to resurfacing the trail, we're working on trying to get the trailhead area. The trailhead's kind of neat. The design of it is like the old railroad turnstile. So as you enter onto the trail from the south side of the fairgrounds, it's got kind of a stamped concrete where it looks like you're, you know, entering onto the trail through one of those old roundabouts. And eventually we're hoping to get some stuff planted there, maybe even later this week. Another goal of ours is to build a gazebo that would sort of be based off of the design of some of the old depot houses that were along the old Chicago Rock Island Burlington Railroad there. And so this would be kind of an octagonal gazebo with interpretive signs talking about some of the stuff that's out there. A couple of neat features that we made sure we kept. There's an old sign where there used to be a Y where the track would kind of split into two. And so we've got that old Y sign out there. And then there's also, I believe it's called a late stop signal. So as trains were coming up towards Columbus Junction, if they needed to stop to pick up supplies or passengers or anything like that, that light would be red. And so it was basically far enough out that they would hit their brakes. Once they hit that light, they're at the early stop signal. And that would give them enough time to get the brakes on to where they could stop at the depot when they got to Columbus Junction. And so it's a really neat old piece of history there that we're hoping to preserve and kind of interpret for people that come out to the trail. On Saturday, we'd like to invite you or anyone from the public who's interested to come and see the grand opening. We're not going to have a ton going on. We're going to ask people to distance themselves a little bit, wear a mask, that sort of stuff. But we're going to start around 9 o'clock. We'll probably do a ribbon cutting just shortly after, a little bit of a talk, and then people are invited to walk down the trail if they want to. And the nice thing about it is you can go, you know, as long or as short as you want to. It's 4 miles if you walk the whole thing, but you can go out and back for any length you want to.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Loisa County Conservation Director Katie Hammond. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.